Hello again, this is Mike Carver, and I'm joined today by Don Davis. Don has joined the Wingman team here not that long ago, and we're going to depart from our usual sort of episode, and we're going to go into a little bit of creative discussion on what it is that Don does, why she does it, and why it's really important to you, our clients out there, to the small business owners, of which there are some 33 million of you in the United States. And so we know that not everybody wants to talk about the numbers and the background and being a CFO, but that's what Dawn has been for a long time. And so she's come to us as part of a part-time or the word fractional CFO, as we call them. And so we're gonna dive in a little bit and find out a little bit more about Dawn today. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your background, how you came into this, and sort of some of the jobs that you've had that led you this far.
Sure. I found in high school that accounting came easy to me. I enjoyed it. It wasn't that way for a lot of other people, so I thought I would stick with it. Went and got a business degree with a concentration in accounting. From there, I went and worked in a manufacturing environment for 10 years, which is a little bit different type of accounting, and I enjoyed that. I went to work for a CPA firm for a number of years, and then I currently find myself in a CFO role for a multi-million dollar nonprofit.
Gotcha. And when you say a CFO role, maybe help for the audience purposes, because there's bookkeepers, there's accountants, there's CFO. Mm-hmm. Some people, what does all that mean? So a CFO specifically, what do they do?
CFOs are typically overseeing an accounting department where you have both bookkeepers or multiple bookkeepers doing various daily functions, accounts payable, accounts receivable, making deposits, the things that businesses do every day in, right. day out, payroll. CFOs have to take a little bit broader view of finances to report to management, boards, prepare financial statements, work up a cash flow statement, whatever type of financial information is important in that entity.
Right.
For that board, you would be the one creating those reports for them and monitoring day in, day out the progress toward a budget, forecasting for the future, watching cash flow.
Yeah, got it. Whereas a bookkeeper, more day to day, just like you were saying, journal entries and things like that?
Yeah, typically, typical bookkeepers don't have an education in accounting, so they stay away from journal entries, making financial statements, and understanding what they all mean.
Gotcha. Okay. So a lot of small businesses have bookkeepers, right? And at what point, you know, it's a rhetorical question, but at what point do your needs go beyond a bookkeeper? I guess that's one of the reasons that we brought Dawn on, was we continue to run into and speak with clients who are at that point, small to medium-sized businesses, and it can vary in number of employees and how big you are and gross revenue, but sooner or later, the person that started the business probably wasn't a bookkeeper or an accountant by trade, right? And so what would they look for from somebody like yourself, I mean, as to come in and help support them with those kinds of decisions?
I think it depends on the business owner. They probably were an entrepreneur, started on their own. They probably have different skills and talents, and they're not experts in finances or accounting, and they probably don't want to be.
Right.
That's probably not the way they're wired, the way their brain thinks. And so at that point in time when they feel like decisions, like they don't have the information they need to make business decisions, is probably when they need the advice of someone outside to come in.
There you go. And so typically we structure this in a number of ways, pretty flexible in the whole situation. But so it's not a full-time employee. Right, you're looking at somebody that would come on, month end, quarters, years, things like that?
I think with typical small businesses, it's probably monthly to prepare financial statements.
Yeah.
If they have a really strong bookkeeper, maybe it's quarterly, just someone to look it over, make things are right and prepared for the next step, whether it be a banker or a tax accountant.
Got it. And do audits come into play?
They can choose to if a business gets big enough, banks will often require either a review, an annual review, or an audit, a full audit.
Right.
And that takes some time devoted to preparing those schedules for that auditor.
For sure.
It doesn't happen automatically. So often they need that to go to the next step, whether it be a bank loan or whatever the needs are for the business.
Right. That makes total sense. And so what we try to do here at Wingman is come alongside, right? We want to help them make the next best decision. So for all the things that Don has said, what's important is that, you know, we try to get to the facts, right? People may not want to hear, and that's probably already happened to Don, and it certainly happens to the clients that we've got. the truth is, businesses don't want to fail in this area, right? I mean, knowing and understanding what you can and can't do is life, the lifeblood of a small business right now.
I've been surprised at some of the businesses I walked into to prepare a compilation or just give them financial statements. When things are done wrong, they may not even know. So it could be misleading to just pull up QuickBooks and print your balance sheet. But if the entries were made incorrectly, it could actually damage your future.
So almost a form of a double check as well along the way, a nice check and balance for the organization. And everybody has the same issue, right? We want to grow. Growth sucks cash. It takes marketing. It takes dollars. Where do I want to be in 3 or 5 years? Everybody's got their goals set up out there. And you need to have a trusted source. So the reason that we brought Dawn on was just to do that, was to be able to come alongside and help our clients make the next best possible decision. Oftentimes that's financial, and we want to be there for you and serve as your wingman in those situations. So this departure today with Dawn, and just to get have you get to know her and explain a little bit more about what we do on that side of the equation is helpful, and we would love to hear back from you. So as always, please like, follow, subscribe, and comment below. We'd love to get your feedback, and we look forward to joining you again on another episode of Stop Living.